This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I hope it's going to be a really special day for you. I guess my guess is that many people have seen the film Chariots of Fire. It's a little bit dated now. But of course it was a book and then became a movie, the tremendous drama that tells the story of Eric Liddell and Harold Abrams, two men who were runners competing in the 1924 Paris Olympic Games. Again, that's a long time ago. And this movie won four Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Original Score. I wonder if you know a little bit about these people. Eric Liddell was actually an unorthodox sprinter who lived in Scotland back in the 1920s. He was an unusual man in the way he ran, knees thrust up toward his chin when he ran, and feet rising high from the ground. It was an unusual sight. But when asked how he knew where the finish line was, he said, "The Lord guides me," in his Scottish brogue. Well, Eric Liddell ran for the glory of God. Before each race, he shook hands with every competitor. He offered his towel to the fellow runners who struggled to dig their starting holes. And he told the press at the time, "I believe God made me for a purpose," he said, "but he also made me fast. And when I run," he said, "I feel his pleasure. To give it up would be to hold him in contempt, and to win is to honour God." And so this was an unusual thing. As word of Eric's faith spread in England, many people wondered when he got onto the track whether he'd have the same passion. Well, when he arrived at the Paris Olympic Games, this was the summer of 1924, Eric carried the flag of Scotland during the opening ceremonies. And as he waited for the posting of the heats for the 100-metre dash, that was his best event, of course, he was stunned to find that the preliminary race was on Sunday. And he said quite clearly, "I'm not running." And that, of course, turned his attention to then train for the 200-metre and the 400-metre dash. And he considered Sunday to be a sacred day. That was the day that God had set apart for him, and he decided to honour his convictions, even if it meant he couldn't run. Well, Eric agreed to switch events with Harold Abrahams, who was a Jewish runner, who also stood for his beliefs and would not run on the Saturday. That was the Jewish Sabbath, or is the Jewish Sabbath. So on Sunday, the 6th of July, Eric preached in a parish church as the race started. Well, 3 days later, he finished third in the 200-metre sprint, took a bronze medal, and on Saturday, as he quietly made his way to the starting line, this was for the 400-metre race, a note was handed to him, and he saw it saying, "God honours those who honour him." So Eric ran to victory, 5 metres ahead of the silver medalist. So here he was, known as the Flying Scotsman. He won a gold medal, setting a world record 47.6 seconds. He also kept his commitment to God. And the next day, Harold Abrahams also won gold in the 100-metre dash. Well, a year later, Eric Liddell travelled to China. He was a teacher and a missionary, ordained as a minister in 1932, married the next year. And he became a really tremendous minister, even when there was hostility between the Chinese and the Japanese. And God eventually called Eric to share Christ to some of the most difficult and isolated communities in China. And he had to leave his wife and children to do this work. But Eric's attitude was, "I must be surrendered to the will of God." And then, unfortunately, in 1943, he was interned in a Japanese camp. And he was a maths teacher. He looked after the sports program. And each morning he studied his Bible. He encouraged others. Of course, health got him. And in the end, a brain tumour inflicted him with very bad headaches. He collapsed in January 1945, and those who were there remember that his last words were, "It is complete surrender." And I guess that really is the testimony of a great man like Eric Liddell, because he ran, he spoke, and he lived because of his commitment to Christ. He knew something about the race of faith in Jesus Christ. That race for Jesus was far more important than running and winning Olympic gold. So Eric Liddell, a great story, an inspiring story. Well, Father God, we thank you that your touch is there, not only for people like Eric Liddell, but for all of us, and we may be transformed by your grace. Thank you, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.